This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
All right, so we haven't been able to get to some of your texts and your DMs over the last few days. Been kind of busy, but 402-403-9478. You can always get to us that way or on Instagram. It's Pat and JT. That is also the same on Twitter and Facebook. You almost fell. You're right. That's what happens when any of us do anything faster than a brisk walk. I don't think I've seen you. I've never seen you run.
I usually don't. Okay. I'm not real good at it.
As adults, we usually don't run.
No. And that's still, but when you have to hurry real, just like I kind of hustled a little bit. It was a little bit more of a hustle.
It wasn't a hustle. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a run. It was more of a hustle.
I'm not winded, so it wasn't
actually
running.
Well, that's impressive because I get winded when I just walk
get up
the
fast.
Stairs. Yeah. Get up. I have to hold the wall. So,
anyway.
Okay. So texting. Okay. Lori sent us one and it just says, this is favorite. I completely forgot about this, but it says, today it smells like worms. Have a great day.
Okay.
And it does.
After the rain,
it smells like worms. That was something like throwback to our radio show.
Way back.
Way, way back. This is from Sarah at 402-403-9478. Listening about your jobs that you quit, she said it was pretty funny. Reminds me of my first job when I was 15. Yeah. My job was to glue the free 5 hours of AOL CD cards to the back of magazines. Wow.
Wow.
I guess somebody has to do that.
You know, I always, those are the little things you wonder about. It's like, is it a machine doing this?
You would think it's a machine, but no, Sarah is a machine, apparently. It was an easy and fun job. One of those things that we will have to explain to our kids about dial-up internet and paying for it by the hour.
That Thanks, reminds Sarah. Me, like, it puts that scene in your head of the factory line, the Lucille Ball, the famous one where they're the chocolate factory, right?
Yeah.
And they're picking up the chocolate. But it's just that assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
I just basically see her with a box full of sticky cards that she has to slap on the back
slap
of every
card,
one of them.
Slap card. Yep. Get that cadence down.
Yeah. Boom, boom. And it probably is kind of satisfying, actually.
Probably is.
Mindless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just repetition.
This is from Lori, a different Lori. Okay. Oh my God. Pat is so descriptive. Thanks. Listening to just, I just quit was the title of that episode a couple weeks ago. LMFAO. Pat's weighing routine. My coworkers think I'm bat S word crazy. Laughing in my corner. Thanks. Loving. I don't remember. Oh, my weighing routine to take my clothes off and take
all
a dump. Take a dump and stand on the thing.
Everything. You must shed everything.
You know what my new weighing routine is? Don't.
Don't.
That's what it is now.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going to happen.
My wife and I are going to, we support each other very well. We are a very good team in anything we try to do. Anything we try to do independently
I was like
of
the
each
disclaimer.
Other.
We are
I know this is like, we're going to start Monday.
Yeah.
But we are going to go and we're going to get rid of the junk food in the house and make really healthy choices and starting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to blow the doors off this place coming up this weekend. Just go nuts and just try to just support each other.
I'm going to throw this out there because this conversation came up about me and like, I'm trying to convert my eating habits to more basically carnivore, right? Cause I thrive on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do if you stray, cause staying off of sugar is the key. Cause the sugar is the trip up for you and, carbs in general. Kind of a trip. And some people are thinking, well, that's ridiculous. You've got to have your fruits and vegetables. You've got to have them. And so I've been doing a lot of research into that kind of stuff and just trying to make my mind understand that it's okay. Cause there are plenty of doctors that are out there that are for the whole carnivore thing and the healing properties of it. As a matter of fact, two more. Okay. I have the eczema, right? And I had some show up on my foot and on my leg and it's just so bad. If you have eczema or psoriasis, you understand. But they've disappeared. I've been trying to stay really true. I've tripped a couple of times, but they've finally gone away and the healing properties of meat. But going back prehistorically, and you're going to say, but it's 2021 now. We have Kellogg's Fruit Loops.
Right.
We don't have to go hunt mastodon.
Mm-hmm.
But people were primarily.
But our DNA doesn't know that.
Your DNA knows. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, our DNA doesn't know we have Fruit Loops.
Exactly, because that wasn't meant to be. That's no. in the last 100 years. But right. go all the way back. It's like they were like hyper carnivore. That's all they ate.
Right.
Because you had plenty of massive big animals. When the big animals started to disappear, that's when people started adding in some fruits and vegetables because they needed other foods because they didn't have enough meat.
It totally makes sense.
And so they started adding these things in. But initially, that wasn't how you were built.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
It makes sense. It makes sense. In theory, I love that. And I feel so good when I'm eating lower carb, just like high protein, low carb. I feel fantastic. Yeah. I just know that I know I can't stick with that. I fall off because I want some pasta and then I'm on and then I'm
gone.
Off. Then I'm off.
It's like once I'm satiated, once I hit that place where you've got enough fat in your diet, and I know that's another one, I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. But that's the key to keeping your joints not hurting is having plenty of fat in your diet keeps you full and eating enough meat. Then you aren't trying to add to it because you should never be hungry. You should eat as much as you need to not be hungry. Yeah. And the butter thing, this is another thing. It's because I love eating butter and I'll eat it right out of the fridge. There are tooth marks in my butter.
That is the name of it. There are tooth marks. Good Lord.
But the thing is everybody has that exact same craving for butter. The thing is that it's deemed appropriate or acceptable if you put that butter on
other stuff.
Cornbread,
yeah.
A muffin, a cracker. If you put it on something, it's like you're saying you want a cracker and you just put some butter and everybody's like, why'd you put so much butter on that?
Right.
That's what you want is the butter. That's what your body's driving you to is you want that butter. You're just trying to figure out, it's trying to figure out a way to make you
it's socially acceptable, not just eat butter.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can sit there and slather it on top of a hot muffin.
And that's cool.
That's okay. But that's what your body's wanting is the butter. I'm just real honest to God butter too. Just going to throw out there, Kerrygold is the name. But anyway, I'm just, I'm struggling with that because I want to get back and I will, I'll get back to it. It's just, it's because we got lifelong eating patterns that were and also we've been fed a lot of bullshit.
Right.
On top of it.
that's true. Conspiracy theory city.
From the top down,
yeah.
Because it depends on who's got the best flipping lobby or lobbyist mm-hmm. about what's going to be promoted going forward. And that is the God's honest
And all
truth.
I do want to do is just freak.
I know.
Just
I,
eat.
Want, I just want to eat. I want to eat some stuff that's good for me and I want to eat.
And I want to know what's good for me. Just don't
be
spin
full.
It. Don't
right.
spin.
Are those the new Balance, by the way?
Oh my, yes, I did. This is the thing the other day when you were going through your list of things that people over 40 need to stop doing. And one of them was buying New Balance.
Yeah.
These are my new, I said, I just ordered some shoes. I got them. I was going to get them Wednesday. Well, 2 days ago, I sure did get them, they're my brand new Balances. They're athleisure, apparently,
not Velcro.
Oh no, okay. No, not Velcro. They're
well, that's
they're,
I would think athleisure and Velcro are kind of
no, that's
dovetail
you
in.
Would think athleisure sounds like a very old person term.
Sansa belt and athleisure. Okay.
I love wearing tennis shoes with jeans, but apparently the ones I have don't look good with jeans.
Okay,
it's too not a left leisure. So this is heavier on the leisure.
So you're casual on the top and business on the bottom. Is that what
So now I'm flipping it around. I'm casual everywhere.
So you're just.
So these look good. According to my wife, these look better with jeans. This is my jam. They're super comfortable.
Okay.
I love them.
Okay.
And I the only thing that's no big deal. I'll post a picture. I'm put them online. Gladly. But I love these. They're white. They're a little too white for me because I was going to stop at, Hy-Vee this morning to get some food. I didn't want to get them wet. So I'm just going to eat my oatmeal here, but I love them. They're super comfortable. So these are one of the shoes, the brands that people over 40 are supposed to stop buying.
Yeah.
But I don't think doesn't look like I'm trying to be 21.
No.
I'm just trying to be comfortable.
Well, that's
the
whole thing, right?
Right. So.
Okay.
So that list can suck it when it comes to
We've got
new
like
balance.
Five more things. To go through on that too.
Okay.
But we'll continue on with your stuff.
Well, that's it. That's my own. That's my stuff. I guess, but my shoes, and my daughter likes them.
My shoes.
And my daughter likes them. So that's all
I
care
about. That's good.
My wife and my daughter like them because I know they wouldn't stray me.
What is that? What is the, oh God, you're making me think of it and I can't say it now. The haircut, party in the front, business in the back.
Oh, the mullet?
Mullet. Yeah. You personified a mullet for a while.
Yeah, I
that's
tried.
That's what you were doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday, it was yesterday, no, it was Wednesday. The Hollywood Raw podcast is a podcast that we produce. Dax and Adam, you guys know who they are. They had Fox Nation host, Fox whatever, commentary person.
Analyst, whatever.
Tommy Lahren on.
Commentator, I think that'd be best.
And it was awesome. It was an awesome episode for people that think they don't like Tommy Lahren for whatever reason. Listen to the episode because I think you'll change your mind.
If you don't, I can't imagine you don't know who Tommy, because no matter what side your politics fall on, she's probably infiltrated your screen at one point or another.
Either you like her or you absolutely hate her.
And she started on YouTube, a kind of a variation of what she does right now. And then as she gained popularity, she honed her craft, mm-hmm. right? She really zeroed in on figuring out what it was she was doing. And hearing the interview with these guys kind of talking about how she deals with haters, how she deals with cancel culture, how she's dealing, you know, and Lord knows anybody that's on the internet is dealing with that right now.
Mm-hmm. And you know, she, if you know her at all, and I mean personally, but just her, you know that she can be like a, you know, like seems like a robot on TV. Like, this is what I think, this and that. But mm-hmm. you can tell like 20 minutes into this interview, that wall kind of went down and she just started talking. And it was really interesting. And Nick, who was on our show a couple times this past week and will be in the future, whether he likes it or not, he was pretty shocked, pretty taken back by that, because he had some pretty distinct ideas and strong ideas of what he felt about her as a personality until this. And so he posted, he's so funny. So he posted an Instagram story.
I was going to say, explain, because what he does for Hollywood Raw.
Right. He's their social media manager.
Right. So he has to promote the show and mm-hmm. he's trying to figure out the best clips to take out, the best things to use on different social platforms.
Yes. So he gets on his and just turns his phone around and just does a little video like, hey, listen to the Hollywood Raw this week. We had Tommy Lahren on, played a clip from it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And he said, he's like, you know, if just like basically what I said, if you had ideas, he goes, I didn't really like her or her thoughts mm-hmm. at all until I watched this. And now I really changed my mind. And I suggest you guys do the same thing. It was pretty interesting.
I got to give him credit too, because I think for a lot of people, that's like such a big thing, but he had to do it because of his job. Mm-hmm. And I think though, this will be an eye opener for him, in his personal life as well, that just take a second and find out more about somebody who's really flips a switch with you.
Yeah.
Just to see what's the backstory on this.
Cause it might back up what you think. And then you're like, okay, it's totally just right. Like, but what's interesting is that you can't, the interview that those guys did, I haven't seen her say mm-hmm. the things that she said in other interviews, because nobody gives her the opportunity except occasionally on Fox, but that's like a niche group of people.
They want a particular reaction out of
100%.
And everybody that talks to her wants that too, because they want the clicks.
Well, and this was a question that Dax asked her.
Okay.
This is on Dax's Instagram. Maybe. Well, hold on. I'm your tech guy. I'm Tech Terry. Here we go.
I call you a racist. Does that hurt your feelings?
I wouldn't say it hurts my feelings, because I'm in this business and I have to have a rhino skin. It's frustrating, but I learned a long time ago that once you start explaining to people what you are and what you're not.
That's all I had. It's this little teaser video.
Oh my God. So that that was mean.
Yeah. See, but what would that make you do? I'm going to go find the Hollywood Raw podcast and listen to it. So yesterday, Nick is, yeah, I even said something yesterday. I asked him about something on the computer. He goes, oh my God, it's like helping my dad. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Stop. What did he post? Okay, I'm going to save that story. Just go move forward. That's funny.
So anyway, so he showed me a trick earlier in the week to see if somebody follows you on Instagram. Okay, and I'll give you old people out there like me a little pro tip. If you go to someone's Instagram profile and you click followers or following, who they're following.
Right.
If they follow you, you're going to be on the top of the list.
Right. Oh, okay.
So I did not know that. So yesterday I saw Nick posted that on his Instagram story. About her. And actually, you know what? I'm going to play that, because it was really good.
He does these a lot, which is, it's really interactive. He just flips the camera around on himself and talks about what's going on.
So I work on this Hollywood Raw podcast at work. I like run their social media and kind of oversee their promotions and whatnot. And we had Tommy Lahren as a guest this week. So I've seen her content like on Twitter and like viral clips. Did not like her really at all.
And he shot this in your office. So your phone and your picture is on there as well, just so you know.
Is my shit show
all thing on the- until this interview? She really shows like a different side.
Oh, just your office shit show, but not the sign that says shit
the
show.
The desk?
Yes. Of herself?
No, back.
Okay. Here is a clip. Check it out.
you like Cardi's music? Because she's got some bangers.
Oh, she absolutely does. And you know, the thing that frustrates me about a lot of conservatives is that they lose their mind over songs like WAP. Why? I think that's what Cardi should be doing, is singing about WAP. I think that is a great avenue for her to artistically express herself. I'd much rather she do that and talk about WAP than talk about politics and taxes and immigration. I think she should stay there. And I like her music. I like, oh, I love Jay-Z. I love 21 Savage.
And here's the Spotify link.
We won't play that.
Okay. Easy to forget the human side of TV personalities, and I thought this interview captured it super well. Shout out to Dax and Adam for conducting a good interview, and take a listen if you're interested.
So you did a very good job. Very good. So as soon as I saw, she reshared that on her story.
Holy crap.
And I thought, oh, Nick's head's going to explode.
Like her follow, how many followers do you think she has? Do you know right off the top of your head? Can you look real quick?
It's like 1 point some million.
It's million. It's yeah. over a million.
Yeah.
And so she shared.
almost 2 million, 1.9 million.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So she reshared that on her story.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, here we go. And so then I went, I'm like, I'm going to see if, what if she's following him? So I went and did the little trick he taught me. And sure enough, she just started following him. So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, double head explode for him.
Did he know that?
He did. Oh, yes. Of course he knew that.
He has notifications on, right?
Of course he did.
Every time somebody follows him, he gets a bing.
Right. I was just typing exit to Nick, because I was going to call Nick and talk to him, but he sent a picture. His phone is updating. He goes, of course. So he can't. Anyway, so I went and checked, and yeah, she's following him. And then I texted him, and he wrote back. He goes, yeah, not only that. And then he stopped and then called me because he was so excited. She DM'd him, and she just said, thanks for the kind words. And then he wrote back, yeah. And he goes, I dropped a little hashtag Midwest Pride. And she said, yes, always. And that was it. So it was pretty sweet. So he was pretty excited. And I wanted to get his reaction today, but his phone's updating.
It's updating. That's right. We'll get him when he gets in.
Yeah.
We'll get him on another episode. That's fine. Actually, I just had a couple more things of the, one thing I was going to say about, we'll talk about Nick. I'll save this list for later. When you're talking about treating you like his dad, the other day he posted something, internal memo to our media team, because one of our clients has a Discord. And so they had sent out so that everybody could be a part of the Discord to get a taste of. And the Discord basically is a chat room that's kind of private. Not really private, but it is kind of, it's invitation. It's, you can get into the Discord. They have different various ways. Like one, if you join their Patreon, you can get in the Discord. One, you can just, I've been in other Discords, but it was funny is that he posted this Discord, and then he posted something along the lines of, to me, Pat and Chris, our boss. And he just said, if you guys need any help, let me know. And Chris responds in all caps, stop treating me like I'm 60,
but please help me.
But help me.
I noticed there was nothing further after that, please help me, and I haven't tried yet, so I'm sure I'll make it. I love making young kids help us and make us think like we're super old.
Because they do all the work.
Seriously, you know what, kids? That's called working smart, not hard. If you act dumb and have somebody else do all the other stuff for you.
Anybody who thinks they always have to have all the answers, you're wasting a resource, dude.
Right. Yes, and a lot of energy.
Yeah, you don't have to keep proving you're right. You just act like you don't know and let them do it for you.
It's easy.
And there
easy.
You go. There's our PSA for the day.
There it is. That's not the title of this podcast.
No.
There are tooth marks in my butter is the actual title of this podcast. But anyway, thank you guys. You can email hey@patandjt.com or 402-403-9478. Text us.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.